Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And here's your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I thought you were going to be like boo or something, just because to make it scarier. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Is that a thing for us? Happy Halloween?
I don't know.
It's you're so American.
Yeah, it is an American thing, I will agree. But then again, you see it a lot on TV because we watch a lot of American shows out here.
And you lived in America.
There's that too. But I think it's popular with the kids.
It is. It is still. It is more and more here in Dubai. Like,
and a lot of places are starting to celebrate Halloween. So you have places like Irish Village and stuff who do like actual Halloween themed parties. And they do, you know, awards for the best costume and stuff like that. So it is getting to become a thing here.
People... I mean, all the communities have Halloween things. And if you put something outside that's Halloween based, then you know that's the door to knock on for trick-and-treating and stuff like that. So
yeah, some places they say that just if you leave the outside light on, then people know that they can ring your doorbell, that kind of thing. Yeah,
I don't know how it works for apartments. I don't have anything. Do I have anything? No.
I mean, I'm sure it must be happening though. So you have all these people. We've got two aspects to Halloween, right? We've got all the costumes, especially if you're parents.
Yeah.
Then you probably got multiples of those, depending on how many kids you have. And then, of course, we've got the other side of it when you go trick-and-treating, which is you pick up a lot of chocolates and you pick up a lot of candy and you pick up a lot of things. And then now, suddenly, hello, clutter.
Oh, hello, belly. From all the chocolate.
How much chocolate are you eating in a given day?
I still have an Easter egg in my fridge.
Exactly, right? Like, that's what I mean. Like, we don't actually...
It was a good Easter egg. I just haven't had time to finish it. Yeah, so there's...
I'm sorry, you're halfway through an Easter egg?
Yeah, I am. And it's surprising because it's a chocolate one. And my parents bought it from the UK. So, you know, they spoiled me and I didn't finish it. Yeah, I have to finish it very quickly before Halloween. Moving on. There's various aspects to it. So... And living in a multicultural, multinational city and country, you know, I do have clients that are from America and Canada where Halloween is a huge thing. Also St. Patrick's Day, which is weird. But, you know, all right, they've got a bit of Irish in them, I guess. But they will have a lot, not just a lot of Christmas decorations, but they'll have a lot of Halloween decorations accumulated over the years and brought with them over to here. And I'm sure it must be a thing around the Middle East with, you know, the expats from the North American side of the world. So they have a huge amount of stuff. And I have seen it in Walmart and Target as well. So I can understand how they get it. And the same is happening now in the UK. You know, you go to shops like Primark, Aldi and Lidl and stuff that have all these, you know, all the supermarkets will have all these Christmas decorations. People are buying that. It's just for like a few days. So for Halloween decorations, it's the same concept as Christmas decorations, which we've discussed before. You know, have a box for them, specifically label it as Halloween so you can easily find it, you know, and box and put it away in the same location as the Christmas ones. You might not need as big a box as you have for Christmas. We hope you don't have that many Christmas decorations. But then saying that, I do have a few friends who are obsessed with Halloween. One in particular who is lovely, but Suze does have a thing about Halloween. As soon as October the 1st starts, she will be reminding us about Halloween. So she has a lot of decorations and I have organized them for her. So yeah, people are different, but you know, there are a lot of people that have them. So check them every, you know, year. So before Halloween starts, or even when Halloween finishes, go through it and see which stuff is still good, which looks a bit tattered, which is broken, which has cobwebs on it, but which is not supposed to have cobwebs on it. You know,
and that's not counting the cobwebs that you might have as decorations themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And there's that as well. And it makes a mess, those cobwebs, you know, those artificial cobwebs. But check everything and make sure that it's still in a good condition for next year. Or for this year, if you're only looking at it now. So that's one aspect of it. The other thing is the costumes, as we've talked about. Now, fancy dress costumes are a huge thing now for kids, like much more than when we were growing up. I mean, I was in Disney this summer. You can buy the costumes of the princesses. And they're $50 to begin with, which is a lot of money for children's clothes that they're going to fit into for a short amount of time. But they looked adorable on them while they're walking around Disney. But people do that. So the costumes come up to that much money. So, of course, you want to keep them in a good state to you have them reuse them a few times. You know, I know a lot of parents buy Halloween costumes every year for the kids. And then they're like, you know, well, it's just for Halloween and they don't wear it again. So if you get something that's not too ghoulish or scary, they can maybe use it as a costume, you know, for the next few months until they can't fit into it. So that's one thing to consider when you are buying this stuff, because they do grow so fast out of these things. Or you could use it for their next, kid.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting too, right? Like, kids are less likely to want to wear the same thing again because it's a thing. They don't want to wear the same thing last year. Sometimes most adults don't want to wear the same costume 2 years in a row. So you have to be a little careful about that too.
Exactly. But they do, you know, and I have seen costume boxes or costume wardrobes. You know, there's little kiddie costume wardrobes now that you can buy with these awesome costumes, you know, from Avengers to Disney characters to pirates and skeletons or whatever. And, you know, they have them and they do wear them and play with their friends. You know, their friends borrow them as well, and they do dress up. It's a big thing now, much, much more than when we were growing up. We had imagination and we played out, but we didn't have these costumes like they have now. So with those, check which fit, you know, as always, take them out section by section, look at them, see what fits your children and which ones could be used for your next kids. If not, try and sell it, because there's always going to be some kid that will, you know, parent that will buy it for their kids, because they are expensive. I mean, the Disney ones were $50 or more, maybe $75. So, and that was Disney. But if you go to a normal store, they're about $20, which is how much in Disney.
No, but even here, I mean, you're starting to see more and more of the supermarkets and the warehouses, whatever, store Halloween costumes when they have separate sections dedicated to Halloween stuff. Even at the start of October, they're not cheap, by the way. Yeah, they do treat them like, oh, this is a once a year thing, and therefore they're going to be priced as if they're once a year.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Of course, if it's not in a good state, once the kids have used it, then maybe, you know, donate it or put it in the recycling bin. And that's for all the costumes. You know, go through them every quarter of the year. You know, and especially if they're into dressing up. And have a box or have a wardrobe for them so that they can access it easily. So we have done that, you know. You can get little wardrobes in IKEA and put them on the hangers so that they can easily access it and dress up whenever, you know, they want to with their friends. So that's another thing to consider. The other thing is the food. Halloween food. Halloween cupcakes. Yeah. Halloween sweets. There's bits and pieces. You get Halloween candles to put in the cakes and stuff like that. Think about, really, do you need them? Do you have to buy all of that? Could you just buy store-bought cake and use that instead of getting all the bits and pieces that you use once a year, especially if you're not really a baker or a cook in that way? You know, it takes up a lot of real estate in your kitchen, which you don't have to waste for just one day. So think about that, you know, what if you need to do that. And then finally, should we talk about the chocolates? And the sweets?
I suppose. I think we should.
Okay. I don't do trick-or-treating, so I'm not that big on... I'm one of those bar humbug people who don't carry... have lots of sweets at home for people. Nobody knocks on my door, so... But what about you?
It's hard not to give chocolates to a kid when they're dressed up and doing their whole little, like, spin around and being like, oh, look, I'm dressed up. And, like, you just kind of want to give them something, right? You feel bad because that's the custom.
Yeah. Or they go, woo, and, like, that was my vampire noise.
I like how you know, you're someone that apparently doesn't do a lot of trick-or-treating and nobody knocks on your door, but apparently you can make the sound.
Yeah, I can make the sound. No, they used to do it when I at home in England, because I lived in cul-de-sac, so of course they come to house. But they don't. I haven't had it for many, many years living here, so I haven't experienced it for a long time now. I can't say I miss it. Save money on buying
horrible
sweets.
It's not that expensive. I mean, it's different if you're dressing up in a costume and decorating the house, but if you're just buying a pack of candy, it doesn't cost that much.
It does. They put the prices up in the supermarkets. And if you buy the ones that you like, then if nobody comes to trick-or-treating, you can eat all of them later.
This is not good advice, Shalina.
I have a thing about chocolate. Just, you know, when you're buying it, think about how many people did you have last time come to your door, you know, so that you don't waste money and buy too much chocolate which you don't want to eat or shouldn't eat. or you already have enough chocolate, and see what you already have, because you might have enough for trick and treating anyway. So have a lovely night if you're celebrating it.
Spook a few people, eat some chocolate.
I'll just wear black nail polish. That's it. I've got the hair already. I used to have a broomstick and a hat.
So everybody, here's a happy and a spooky Halloween, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.